Dave's former number one lieutenant, Tony McAvoy, joins us now. How are you, Tone?
Yeah, good morning, Matt.
Well, when talking to Dave about his quartet of runners in the Ori Star, he did mention that the class runners, if they were fit enough, were going to be the sticking point for his four runners, and one of those is Haydock, who resumes. And it's funny how fickle these betting markets are. As soon as a trainer says something like, oh, well, we'll probably be better second up for the Memsie, it blows out from $4 to $7.50 in the fixed odds market. So just got to be careful what you say, Tone.
Yeah, exactly. I went to the stable to check that he hadn't lost a leg or something. But, yes, look, David's right. I Am A Star and Haydock have been to the elite level successfully, and that goes a long way in races. So, I think the class horses are the ones to beat for sure.
Especially given he's effective up to a mile and he's a terrific 1,400-metre horse, even if he's underdone, first up at 1,200 metres, you would assume would be within his range, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, he's just been beaten up the straight at 1,000. He's a winner at 1,200. He was a little bit stiff in the Manfred at 1,200, which was a quality race. And he's fit enough. I've done my job as the coach to get him here for him to run well. You want these horses to run very well, and obviously he'll have a bit of natural improvement in him, Matt. But he did run in the Goodwood in May, 20th of May, so not that long ago.
I just had a flash of you as a football coach. I'd hate to have been a kid playing under you. I reckon there would have been lots of laps, and I don't know. I reckon you'd have been a tough footy coach, Tone.
Well, I was no good playing the game, is all I'll say.
Righto. Okay. Now, I left the races at Caulfield a couple of weeks ago, and I was desperate for a bet as I was driving home, and I remembered that you had stayed in Adelaide when you could have stayed in Melbourne, so I backed Manuel in that race in Adelaide, and I never even heard him in the call. Is there a mystery to the performance of Manuel first up, who runs second up in the Ori Star today?
Yeah, there is. There is, Matt. He just never got an opportunity. He jumped out and was in that second last. He was getting hit from left to right. He was getting a lot of buffeting and had his head up and on the side, and he absolutely hated that race. And by the time they'd got to the turn, he just didn't want to be there. He'd just been knocked around that much in the early part of the race. So you've just got to put a line through it. The only time he got into his rhythm was the last 150 metres, and then he ran up bumps. So it was a no race, sadly. He's not a well-placed horse today, Matt. But look,
it's very funny, I heard you during the week say he's the worst-placed horse in Australia today.
Probably. I mean, talking about my job as a coach, I'm not sure I've done a great job here. But Matt, his rating probably should be 85, not 65,
yeah.
Because of bad luck. So he's a quality horse, and I certainly wouldn't have him in the race if I didn't think he was a quality horse. But he just needs some things to go his way. He was very unlucky last spring down the straight. He's still looking to get out.
Yeah, it sounds like on natural ability you'd be backing him in to run a really big race today. Is it inconceivable that he could cause an upset if he gets the breaks?
No, it's not. It's not. Absolutely not. He goes well down the straight. He'll run really well, Matt. He's a very good quality horse. He'll run very well. I can't see him beating the quality runners. They've got ratings of 105 and 107 for a reason. And whilst he's had bad luck, he's had his chances to get his rating up, and he hasn't got there yet. So his time will come. I'm not sure if it'll be today.
All right. The wind again is going to be a factor today, and Nistan in the first is drawn to get some valuable cover. And Nistan's at 1,400 metres again today, and it's just going to get the right run if it gets the right breaks. What do you make of Nistan?
Yeah, I like him a lot, Matt. He's a good horse. I don't think Caulfield's been quite suiting him. I just got to rule the line through that whole race. It was a horrendous race, on that horrible day. So I'd forget about his last start. His run first up was excellent. I think he'll just love Flemington. I really think Flemington is the key, and he's a very good quality colt, and I think you'll see a better horse today.
Speaking of Flemington, it's often the key with Super Hayes, who does run particularly well here, and amongst his own in the second today, Super Hayes?
Yeah, yeah, he loves Flemington, loves 2500. He's had a sweeten up since the Banjo Patterson. And he's arrived back into the stable very stimulated. He's very bright and happy, and he just had a stroll around at Flemington here this morning, and I'm really pleased with him, Matt. His coat's starting to come. So he'll show a little bit of improvement out of today because of the freshen up, and we're staying at 2500, but I'm heading him towards a race like the Bart Cummings. But he'll run a very competitive race because you'll get a very economical run from Luke today. And I think he'll run a beautiful race for us.
All right. And dollar for dollar, the wind that we keep talking about, and the thing about the wind is it doesn't appear in the form guides as a guide to their next start. And dollar for dollar was one of those ones who didn't have a lot of luck into the wind at Flemington last start at a mile and gets to the 2,000 metres today. So you'd think that the run last start would suggest that the 2,000 metres might not stop dollar for dollar in race 8 today?
No, I think he went 2,000 last week, Matt. He was that wide throughout. Look, he's a half-brother to Sertorius, so I don't think the trip's an issue. I've always wanted to get him to this trip and never quite had the opportunity. He's been a slow-maturing horse, but look, he's done beautifully through the week, Matt. Even after that really tough run, I had my queries whether backing him up was the right thing to do, but he's told me all week that he wants to go back to the races. So I think Luke will give him a beautiful ride today, and if he can have an ounce of luck, which he's due, he'll run out a very strong 2,000.
All right, and just quickly, the second most exciting horse in Australia returned to your stables this week?
Yeah.
The other one's won 17 straight and 2 Cox Plates.
Yes.
The most exciting.
Right. No, Royal Symphony's here, Matt. He's at Flemington. He looks superb. He's softened up with his little freshen up, and he's done so beautifully, and he's kept his head, which is so important for these colts. When they get a bit above themselves, they can be difficult, and he's just a beautiful horse, and I'm really excited about him, as everyone is, and looking forward to him kicking off in a month's time.
September 16?
Sorry?
I think September 16, was that the kickoff?
Yeah. I think so, the exit plate. He gets in a kilo off the base, I think it's a lovely race, 1400 Flemington, to bring him back to the races.
What's the best of your very consistent runners today, Mac?
I think Nistan in the first, Matt. I think Caulfield and circumstances have cost him, and I think you'll see the best of him today.
Terrific. Good on you. Look forward to seeing you out there.
Thanks, Matt.
Tony McAvoy there. It's 24 and a half.